beauty and skincare is always a hot topic around here, and today I want to tell you about a new product line I've discovered that I think you will like, Exponent Beauty. Listeners of the show will receive 20% off their purchase. More details on that in a minute. Exponent Beauty is a skincare brand with a line of activated anti-aging serums that are clinically proven to reduce fine lines and wrinkles. The beauty of Exponent Beauty is their innovative form factor. The powders are activated with a quadruple hyaluronic acid serum in their patented precision-dosed dispenser. The packaging is gorgeous, and the dispenser itself is refillable, so it has also reduced plastic waste. Exponent Beauty's line of serums can be found in med spas, and dermatologists' office around the country. The line is dermatologist recommended and clinically proven to reduce those fine lines and wrinkles, and to increase brightness and radiance, and to firm skin without irritation. No more expired or underutilized products with Exponent Beauty, just high-quality skincare with ingredients that work. Go to exponentbeauty.com and use code TELL20 for 20% off a purchase of $100 or more. That's Exponent, E-X-P-O-N-E-N-T, Beauty, B-E-A-U-T-Y.com and use code TELL20, T-E-L-L, the numbers 20, for 20% off your purchase of $100 or more. To this bonus episode of the 10 Things to Tell You podcast. Today we are talking about something that I've been wanting to talk about on the show literally since the beginning, but just haven't had a good avenue to slip this one into your feeds, and that is pelvic floor health. Ladies, I cannot explain to you how important it is that we talk about this topic. In fact, it's something I want to talk more about than just this first conversation. There's just a ton of embarrassment and privacy concerns and cultural concerns that keeps us, obviously, from just bringing this topic up willy-nilly, but our pelvic floor health is directly tied to our overall health. And especially as we age, as those muscles naturally weaken over time or after childbirth, our pelvic floor issues can greatly impact our continence and our orgasms and more. I have direct experience in how problematic this can be. One of the reasons I started Pilates years ago, something I talk about a lot, it was because of how much my weak pelvic floor was affecting my life. So I was happy to have this conversation with Mary Ellen Reeder, co-creator of a woman's wellness device called the Yarlap, which, FYI, you should know, I have not tried it yet, but it is an FDA-approved device. It also recently won a Women's Health FemTech Award, and I wanted her to share with us not just about the Yarlap device, which she co-created with her father, by the way, isn't that interesting, but I also just wanted to make you super aware of women's pelvic floor health in general. So I hope you learned something today in this conversation with Mary Ellen Reeder. I definitely did. Mary Ellen, welcome to the 10 Things to Tell You podcast. I am so glad you're here to talk about this super important topic. So thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited. I think it's going to be very interesting. Very interesting.
Me too. Maybe I'm a little nervous. It's fine. But I'm a little bit, tiny bit nervous to talk about this, like on a big old public platform, but we're going to do it because this is important and I really care about this stuff and I know you do. So let's rewind a little bit and just tell the listeners a bit about who you are and why you care so much about women's pelvic floor health.
Yeah. So my name is Mary Ellen Reeder, and I am one of the co-founders of Yarlap. My dad is actually the other co-founder. And so we are a father-daughter company that designed the Yarlap, which is a pelvic floor muscle re-educator or toner that is a medical device to help strengthen those muscles back to their natural strength and tone. And the reason why I'm really into pelvic floor health and wellness is because I feel like there isn't enough awareness and education readily available. I didn't know about these muscles until I started doing stuff for Yarlap, and my friends didn't know about it until I basically stood on a soapbox and told them all about it. And so I feel like these muscles are very underrepresented when it comes to total wellness. We all know about, you know, quads, your glutes, all these things in your core, but we often neglect this particular muscle set. And I feel like it's so important to your overall health, but we never ever talk about it. Or when we do, it's like super embarrassing and everyone's just kind of like beating around the bush. So for me, public health is really, really important because everybody should know about them. Everybody.
Okay. Well, 1000% we're going to circle back to the fact that you created this with your dad, but first, let's just talk about, like, when you're saying pelvic floor health, mm-hmm. like, what are you talking about? Are you talking about those muscles being strong? And why is it so core in your mind to, like, the rest of our overall health? You know, like, I mean, I have my ideas. I think I know why, but, like, I don't have any actual medical expertise on this. So will you just share?
Yeah. So your pelvic floor muscles are, if you want to visualize this in your mind, if they're kind of like a hammock. So they run zigzag along your pubic bone. And these muscles hold your bladder, your uterus, and those visceral organs into their natural position, how they're supposed to be. And for women, men also have these muscles as well. But for women, it's really easy to weaken them because we go through pregnancy, childbirth, repetitive motion from impact through sports, like running, jumping on a trampoline, doing squats or jumping jacks, whatever you have. And if we don't keep tone in these muscles, they weaken. And when they weaken, the hammock sags. And when the hammock sags, everything kind of falls and shifts from their natural position. And your bladder is usually at the very bottom of that pyramid. So when you get this urge to pee, or you have the sudden need to pee when you laugh, sneeze, or cough, this is because of a weakened pelvic floor muscle. And they haven't been engaged or initiated properly to maintain that tone. And so you have things where, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, I peed a little bit. I guess that's just a normal part of aging. And that's not true. That's a big narrative, I think, that we have as women in our minds, that for our health, that's just something that goes, and that's something that we have to deal with. And in reality, that's not true at all. It's about the pelvic floor muscle tone, and you want to maintain that tone regardless of your age. And then these muscles also have to do with sex and intimacy as well, because when you have an orgasm and you feel that clenching feeling during an orgasm, that's actually your pelvic floor muscle contracting. And your clitoris runs right along that pelvic floor muscle. And to get back to, how does this integrate with everything else besides sex and your bladder control and all these other things, is sometimes when that hammock shifts and it weakens and it sags, everything comes out a little bit. And you have this like little pooch that no matter how much cardio you do or anything like this, it's not going away. And it could be because your pelvic floor weakened, everything shifted, and it kind of came out a little bit.
And wait, do you mean when you say it came out a little bit, I thought you were talking about prolapse, but are you talking about like it can show up in our, you know, a part that is more visible, like our stomach area?
Yep, your like little tummy area. And no matter how many sit-ups or core exercises you do, like it's just not going away. It could be from a weakened pelvic floor muscle and everything's just kind of sagging out a little bit. You just need to repop it into position, get that tone back, and put everything to where it should have been and should be. And so there's so many different things about when your pelvic floor weakens that you get. And if it gets to a weakened state, you could have such issues like prolapse. So these pelvic floor muscles are really, really important in all kinds of different aspects.
Okay. See, I have so many questions and thoughts. I know that women, you know, are nervous to talk about this for very obvious reasons. And in some ways, and I'm going to share a little bit of my own experience, it's easier to talk about this around sex, mm-hmm. which this feels opposite to normal culture. But, you know, we make like Kegel jokes or whatever. It's easier to talk about it in terms of our sex lives and how it might be affecting our own or our partners, than it is to talk about what I find to be a little bit more vulnerable, is to talk about the incontinence part of this, which right. is a real life thing. So I have two children. I had vaginal births with both of them. Both of them were traumatizing in different ways that don't really matter here. But after the birth of my son, when I had already experienced some problems having my daughter, in the years following that, as like the rest of me got healthier, as I came out of the postpartum fog and as, you know, my body adjusted and everything else started to adjust after, you know, it takes a long time. Ladies, it takes a lot longer than you think it's going to. We're talking like 2 years. But anyway, as everything else evened out, this other issue mm-hmm. was like real prominent. And because I had fed into the narrative of like, oh yeah, women pee when they cough or whatever, like this is just a normal thing, I didn't really explain to my doctor, hey, like I'm having some issues in this area. And it, until it got to the point where I was like, I'm actually having, like, I don't think this is what everyone else is talking about. Like I'm having real issues in this department. And it took me, I should have brought that up to my doctor long before I did. Like it took a long time for me to say, I don't think this is just like a little dribble when I sneeze. This is like a daily occurrence when I like jog upstairs or like any kind of just like normal anything. And it really affected my life. And we won't go off into this because it doesn't matter to what we're talking about, but I actually started going to Pilates, which is something I talk about on the show a lot, that I started a Pilates practice around this time. And this was a really important part of that. It was just so weak down there. It was just like,
oh yeah. I mean, that tone is so important. And Pilates is really, really great because they do engage your pelvic floor in a lot of deep breathing exercises. In a lot of the positions, they engage that pelvic floor muscle. So it's yoga and Pilates is fantastic for it. And I think that there are so many women who are in that position where they are told, and I'm very guilty of going to my friends' baby showers and telling them that that's false.
It's not every day that you find a product that you truly love and want to shout about from the rooftops. Well, friends, I have found something that I am genuinely excited to share with you today, and that is Born Shoes. Born Shoes are made with the best top quality leather with functional stitching and flexibility. They are lightweight, but they're also supportive. They are great for all casual occasions, extremely comfortable, and especially good for travel. The brand recently gifted me a pair of the Ithaca style sandals. Of course, they are beautiful. The footbed has extra foam for added comfort and with a slight heel for lift. I am positive that I could walk all over London in this pair of shoes, just like I did in my Born sandals last summer. Born Shoes offers sandals, flats, boots, and heels in several styles and color choices. Take comfort in Born Shoes. Every season, they make high-quality shoes that feel as good as they look. With artistic touches, unparalleled craftsmanship, and exquisite materials, Born designs shoes to satisfy the demands of every lifestyle. Go to bornshoes.com for a 15% discount plus free ground shipping on all full-price shoes when you use my promo code TELL. That's Born, B-O-R-N, shoes, shoes.com, and use promo code TELL, T-E-L-L, for 15% off and free shipping, available exclusively to our listeners for a limited time. With sunshine, outdoor activities, and so many fun things to do outside, it is impossible not to enjoy all of these good weather days up ahead. Of course, we all know that more sun and fun means more sweating, and yes, more odor. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Lumi. Lumi is the first of its kind in the full body deodorant world and is seriously safe to use on any and every part of your body. It was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how regular body odor was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. I especially love that Lumi deodorant is baking soda and paraben free. It is also pH balanced for safe use on all areas of your body. You can choose from a variety of fresh scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, and toasted coconut. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash or deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code U at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to 40% off your starter pack when you visit Lumi, L-U-M-E, deodorant, D-E-O-D-O-R-A-N-T, .com and use code U-Y-O-U.
And I'm like, because I was at one of my really close friends' baby showers and they were like, well, get ready because you'll never be able to laugh the same. And I looked at the woman. And I was like, that's false. I was like, don't scare her because that's false. And I was like, it's about pelvic floor toning and she's going to be fine. And, and everybody like looked at me and I was like, I deal with this realm. This is my world. Like, just because something is common does not mean that it's normal. And you just have to keep that pelvic floor strength. And by the end of it, I was basically like having a PowerPoint presentation at my friend's baby shower talking about the pelvic floor muscles. But I was like, don't tell these women that, like, you know, this is just a part of being a woman. And I'm like, no, false.
I'm so glad you're saying that. It is an archaic way to think about our health, is just like, this is just the way it has to be forever and ever, always.
There is like one thing that blew my mind is that 1 in 3 women in the United States alone, 1 in 3 may suffer from some form of incontinence in their lifetime. 1 in 3. Like, that is such a big number. And yet we don't talk about the issue. We don't talk about incontinence because it's hush, hush. It has something to do with the vagina. So we're just not going to talk about it. But then there's also this shame that you are alone. You're going to be made the butt of a joke and something is wrong with you. And I think that that's so cruel for women in their health to think, this is my issue alone. This is what I'm going to have to deal with. I'm by myself. And to get caught in that narrative, that mental narrative, I think is really, really terrible for your mental health because you're not alone. I mean, the statistics show you are definitely not alone. And there is something that you can do. It's not going to be something that you have to put up with for the rest of your life. You just have to have the education and the resources to fix it. And that's kind of like where I come in and I'm on a soapbox and I'm screaming at you that you're not alone. Don't fall into this narrative trap. You're okay. You're okay. And please don't get caught up in that.
And before we talk about YARLAP, can we just talk about the sexual part of this? Because I wanted to talk about the incontinence part of it because I feel like that's the one, that's the real shame that people never talk about. I do feel like in my girlfriends, we talk a little bit more about the sex part. What does this look like in your sex life if you have really weakened pelvic muscles? Is it weakened orgasms? Is it inability to orgasm? Is it, what is the a woman who's wondering, who's listening and wondering, oh, is this my issue? And I didn't know it. Like, what does it feel like?
Yeah. So there's a lot of different ways that the pelvic floor can play into your sex life. The first one actually is separate and almost the opposite of what we were talking about is a tense or like a hypertoned pelvic floor muscle that's clenched all the time can actually be and lead to painful sex. It hurts. It's not fun. It's very uncomfortable. And from your pelvic floor clenching all the time, it feels like, some people say it feels like daggers or knives, and intercourse is just not fun. And that's a pelvic floor dysfunction. Having a hypertoned pelvic floor is a form of pelvic floor dysfunction. You need to learn how to relax that. So a lot of people think Kegel exercises, bedroom, Kegel exercises do all these magical things, you know, for your sex life. But if you have a hypertoned pelvic floor muscle, it actually could be in the opposite direction. You don't want to keep clenching muscles that are already clenched. You want to learn how to relax them. But then also when it comes to Kegel exercises and they tell you that it's tightening your vagina and all this other stuff, actually the Kegel exercise is engaging your pelvic floor muscle. So no loose vagina. That's another false narrative. It has to do with the pelvic floor tone. And if you lose that tone, there can be things like, you know, a weakened response to the orgasm for something. You just have like a loss of sensation. Some people say that, and this is, you know, what we hear oftentimes is that they are afraid that it's not pleasurable for their partner anymore because they think that there's some kind of different sensation that they're feeling, or like their significant other or their spouse has commented on the feeling has changed. And that actually is your pelvic floor tone. And because your clitoris runs right along your pelvic floor muscle, you have this ability to, when you have an orgasm and you feel that clench pull feeling during an orgasm, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You have that clench pull feeling. That's actually a Kegel. That's what a Kegel feels like. That's a proper Kegel done correctly. And it just happens to be during orgasm. And so with your muscle memory, your pelvic floor muscles know exactly what to do, and they know how to do it properly, and they know how to do it really well. So if you do the Kegel exercises correctly, properly every single time, your body then knows what to do when it's during an orgasm, and muscle memory kicks in and goes, I know how to do this, but I know how to do it better, faster, stronger, mind-blowing. And so you have this better pelvic floor engagement with a Kegel exercise can lead or may lead to actually a stronger response to the orgasm because your body just knows how to do it really, really well and really, really strong. And so like this whole thing, there are some studies that are in like a camp where people believe that the orgasm was created for procreation, but not only that, but for maintenance in a woman, because when you are having an orgasm, your muscles are clenching and your body's going, well, we know what we're doing. We feel this. It's good. It's strong. So I guess we're in shape. And so it's like a maintenance switch in your vagina.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, do you believe that? Or are you just saying that's a way that some people?
Oh, I totally believe that. I'm a firm believer that the orgasm is a crucial maintenance switch in your body.
But what if you're not having regular orgasms? And I am, everyone, fine. But what
you
if
like, feel like social media going, well, yeah. Are you sure?
What if a person is not having regular orgasms?
So orgasms can be a physical thing, but for women especially, it can also be like a mental thing. So if you're not feeling it mentally, you're just not going to have one. So don't take this as like your Kegel exercises, your pelvic floor muscles are going to automatically be mind blowing for you. If you do a Kegel exercise, you're going to have all the orgasms that you've ever dreamed of. You have to also be in it mentally as well. And there are so many different things that play into this as well. SSRIs can diminish the That's a side effect that you can also see where they're like, I'm not having orgasms. I'm on this. So orgasms are finicky. They're great. They're awesome. And your pelvic floor can engage and show you how to do it really, really well. But you also have to be feeling it mentally as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like a physical thing. It's all these different things are playing all at once.
All right. Let's talk about the Yarlap, because I want to know exactly what it's doing and what it feels like. And also I need to talk about that you developed this with your dad. Well, let's just start there.
Okay. So yeah, my dad is a medical device engineer. So he actually has created postpartum wellness devices that do pelvic floor exercises like the Yarlap, but for the national healthcare systems in France, Germany, Great Britain, Scandinavia, in those in the European countries. And my dad always brought us up with parts or parts. That's it. Like even when I got my period, my dad was the one that got me all the stuff. And he was like, well, it's just your menstrual cycle. There's no shame in it. And then he's like, I'll be back. And literally got me one of everything down. I'm pretty sure the guy walked down the aisle and just got a box of everything. He was like, oh, this is a different size. Like tampons. Okay. And bought one of everything and came home with like four bags of stuff. And I was like, well, just try it out. And whatever you don't like, you don't like, but you know now. And so for us, again, growing up, parts are just parts. And, you know, if something is not acting properly or is a little off, find a way to get it fixed. Talk about it to somebody, go to your doctor or, you know, figure it out. There's no shame in any part of your body. So that was a really nice way of growing up. But some people are like, isn't it weird talking about orgasms and all this stuff with your dad. And I'm like, no, not at all, because that's not most of our conversation. Most of the time we're talking about pelvic floor health, YARLAP, and the ins and outs of how to run a business. We're not talking about like a Cosmo magazine write-up. And so it's very, very different. And I really, really like it though. It's like working with my best friend every single day. I don't get weekends or anything off, because whenever I end up talking to my dad, it inevitably comes back around to YARLAP. But I like it. I love what I do. And he is a medical device engineer. And I was doing internship for Women for Women International and talking to women about their rights and everything like that. And he goes, well, you're always talking about women's rights and women's health, and I'm doing this and we just got FDA clearance. Why don't we do something together? And I remember thinking, no, I don't really want to talk to women about diapers all day. And that just seems kind of depressing. And he goes, well, no, that's false. Just do a little bit of research and then come back to me. So I did a little bit of Googling and I realized that idea that I had, that only older women had it, and that you were inevitably going to end up in diapers, was wrong. And I was in the wrong. But so many people have this idea and have that narrative in their head. But I can break that. Like, I have this opportunity to end that and debunk that and create this narrative where you don't have to live like that. If you do end up having this issue, there are so many other things out there that can help you. And I thought, oh, this is fantastic. And I get to work with my dad. And I get to be in pajamas 95% of the time. And I never really have to leave my home. This is fantastic. And that's kind of how YARLAP was created, is my ability to basically stand on a soapbox like I'm doing right now and rant to everybody about how fantastic their bodies are. And my dad is cheerleading behind me going, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened.
Y'all know that I love to play games on my phone to unwind, and I am always looking for a new one to download. And I recently ran across Two Dots, and I want to tell you about it. Two Dots is a free-to-download puzzle-based game that involves connecting dots through relaxing puzzles while unlocking levels and collecting prizes along the way. There are different gameplay modes to make the experience unique and exciting with every single puzzle. There are over 5,000 distinct puzzles with various power-ups and special dots ready to earn as you move through the levels. The in-app music and visually stimulating interface provide a soothing experience when you just want to relax and unwind. Not only is Two Dots free to download, but it can also be played without internet connection. So playing on the go offline is a breeze. And if you don't want to play alone, you can challenge your friends on Facebook, as well as connect with the larger Two Dots community for even more engagement. If you're looking for the perfect game to help you relax but also keep you engaged, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS.
Okay, well, Sue, you just made it so not weird. So that was really good. What is YARLAP doing? Mm-hmm. How do I use it? How much does it cost? Tell me all the things.
Yeah, so the YARLAP is an FDA-cleared medical device. So it's a bona fide medical device. And what it does is it goes into your pelvic floor muscles and you insert the PC stimulator right into the first 2 inches of your vagina. Think of like a tube of lipstick and insert that in like a tampon. That's what it feels like. And then what it does is it sends a signal to your muscles to engage the pelvic floor correctly. So if you've been told to do Kegel exercise, for instance, and you've tried and you're like, this, I'm not getting anywhere or anything, it could be because you're not doing them properly. Over 50% of women, like well over 50% of women who try to do a pelvic floor exercise cannot do them even with written instructions. Like, so many people don't do them properly, but they think that they are doing them. And if you're not doing them properly, you're not getting the benefits. So you're just kind of moving body parts around and not doing anything properly. And so if you're doing a Kegel exercise and you're engaging your butt, your thighs, or your lower abs, you're actually not engaging the pelvic floor muscle entirely. You could be engaging them as like a secondary effect, but it's not the main thing that's moving. And so you're not getting the full benefits that you're reading about that you're hoping for. And so what the YARLAP does is it takes all that guesswork, everything for you right out the window, and it sends that signal directly into your pelvic floor to do it all for you. So it's telling your muscles, get up. This is what you're doing. This is how you're doing it for this amount of time. Rest, do it again, rest, do it again for a full 20-minute workout. And it basically is like training wheels inside your vagina to tone the pelvic floor muscles. So you get exactly what you want from these exercises because you're having something doing it properly for you.
Is it plugged in?
Yeah. So it's plugged into a control unit that you can, you know, hold in your hand or tuck in your belt or whatever you want. It's very, very small and it's extremely comfortable. And everybody's vagina has a different sensation. So we've been told it feels like a firm handshake in your vagina. It feels like butterflies. And some people are just like, no, it feels like your muscles are moving, but you're not moving them. Like you're not thinking, move the muscle. Something else is moving it for you. And so those are, it's extremely comfortable. We've had women who call in to us because they accidentally fell asleep while using the YARLAP. And they're like, is this okay? I'm like, oh yeah, it's got so many safety features in it. You're good. It turns itself off. You're fine. And it's just kind of like this no-brainer workout device for your vagina.
So it doesn't hurt?
Nope. Very, very comfortable. Like I do it when I am watching TV. I just sit there and I'm like, okay, cool. I'm getting a workout. So I can eat like a cookie or something like that because I did an entire workout and it's amazing.
So, but wait, like this is,
it's different. Like it's very unique. It's in its own league. Not a lot of people are like, understand it right off the bat. They're like, it does everything for me. Are you sure? Yes, I am positive. It takes all the guesswork out. Yes, it does. It is the whole thing I'm supposed to be doing. Yes, it does. So, you know, if your doctor has been like, do Kegel exercises or learn how to relax your pelvic floor. And you're like, I genuinely don't know how to do that. We got you covered.
How many sessions do you have to use it before you start to feel a benefit?
It depends on the tone of your pelvic floor when you start. But we're able to treat anywhere from like mild to severe incontinence. It doesn't matter what age you are because it's all about that tone of your pelvic floor muscle, but anywhere between 2 to 12 weeks, depending on the tone of your pelvic floor when you start.
And how much does it cost?
$299, but we have like a 30% off discount that we'll discuss in a bit. But it's a medical device delivered to your house and it's in a little plain brown box. No one's going to know. It's not like YARLAP pelvic floor trainer, you know, vaginal health written on the box. It's a plain brown box delivered to your door and everything is just ready to go right when you open the box and it's comfortable. It's soothing. And it's nice not having to worry about if I'm doing everything correctly. I feel like I already have this deep sense of dread whenever I go to the gym anyway, but it's nice to know that I'm taking care. I know one part of my body, that muscle is made of steel right now. So I'm good.
Okay. I love talking about this. I love every single part of this. Tell the listeners where they can go, like what website or, you know, if they were going to learn more, or they wanted to purchase, like where would they go?
Yeah. So to find out more, you can go to our website at www.yarlap.com. We're also available on Amazon as well. Like if you want to get that Prime delivery and everybody loves Prime. We do that. And if you have any questions or anything like that, we're also available. Our contact information is right on that website. You can also ask us on Instagram at YARLAP_OTC. And we're happy to answer any of the questions that you might have. And that's where you can get us.
Okay, that's amazing. This is just amazing. Now I'm just going to like get off this call and go think about my vaginal pelvic floor health.
It's crazy because this small set of muscles goes into like every direction of your life, right? And you're just like, oh wow, this is a lot to soak in and a lot to digest. But they really are like overall well-being, very, very important.
No, it is. I mean, in my own life, I know that it is. And I think that in some ways you can only go so far with a Pilates practice and whatever. I mean, I feel like it greatly changed my situation, was building up those muscles. But I also think, you know, there's always more that we can do. And so I'm like very, very interested in this is what I'm saying. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm going to point the listeners to your Instagram and to your website on social media. Of course, everyone, you can find more about this in our show notes at 10thingstotellyou.com. And I'm just so grateful for the work that you and your dad are doing, actually, that you're making this like not a weird thing, that you are trying to improve women's lives, even in America, where we try to pretend that everything's perfect and we're all fine and nobody has these kind of issues. I'm really glad that we're able to talk about this like so freely and openly. And my face is only going to be a little bit red when I release this. It's going to be fine.
Well, I'll be cheering for you. Like it'll be totally fine.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Wasn't that just a fascinating conversation? So good, so important. I hope that this is just the first of many interesting and thought-provoking conversations in 2021. And I'm so glad at this first week of the year to just jump right in to the deep end of the pool on these type of topics. If you want to try Yarlap for yourself, and remember, I have not tried it yet myself, but Mary Ellen offered a discount code for 10 Things to Tell You listeners for $30 off and free shipping in the U.S. You can use the code JOY at checkout, J-O-Y. And please do share this episode with friends if you think they could benefit from this pelvic floor information. It really is something I want women to be talking about to one another more. Women, this is exactly why we need one another. We can carry one another through. So thanks for listening to this bonus episode. Now go share something. I'm Laura Tremaine, and you've just listened to the 10 Things to Tell You podcast. You can find the show notes and subscribe to episode emails at 10thingstotellyou.com/podcast. And you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at 10 Things to Tell You. Remember, this is an interactive podcast. I have 10 things to tell you, and you have 10 things to tell. So take this topic to your journal or a friend, or post on social media using the hashtag 10 Things to Tell You. These episodes are meant to bring connection with others and ourselves and spark better conversations. Thanks for listening. Now go share something.